Welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast, and I'm Kojo Benton-Williams. The VA Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Google Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode was recorded at this year's Malawi International Tourism Expo in Lilongwe. Vice Afri's content editor, Samuel Obinapa, sat down with Nomba Moyo, a sales executive at PayChango, a Malawian fintech startup. She says the company's objective is to help fix the payment challenges in Malawi, of which the tourism sector is heavily affected. She believes their payment gateway will enhance the services offered by the destination.
So hi, my name is Nomba Moyo and I am representing PayChango. I am a sales and marketing officer at the organization. So basically what PayChango is that it is a payment gateway that will allow for business owners in Malawi to receive and collect funds from their clients, choosing any mode of payment that is convenient to them. So what we want to allow for is that we are trying to fix the payment problem that is currently being faced by a lot of consumers and business owners in Malawi, not being able to receive payments from the clients that they're providing a service and a product from. So we are going to integrate with mobile money, bank cards, bank transfers, so that they're able to now conveniently choose what mode of payment they want to use at the time, and then the business owner is now also able to receive that money at any time of the day and with record, because we are going to be an online transparent transactor. Yeah. So in a nutshell, that is what we're trying to do. The problem that we're trying to solve is the payments issue, like I mentioned. Our mission is to provide seamless and secure online transactions. As you know, the world is currently going digital and almost cashless, but unfortunately it is 2024 and we do not have a local payment gateway in Malawi. And we just saw that the need is almost, it's very useful. Like, we need to be there. We needed a payment gateway like yesterday. And so as PayChango, we thought that it would be clever to, you know, try and bring that change, be the change, the game changers, to open up maybe even more innovations and more opportunities for Malawians. Because we get testimonials from small business owners, freelancers, talking about how they have provided their service for someone, let's say outside of the country, but there's no way for them to get paid because we do not have a payment gateway such as this one, or the ones that are currently present maybe are difficult to use for the Malawian locals. Other than that, it's also just for the small business owners who want to be able to receive payments regardless of what payment mode that their client has, right? So these days, let's say if a business owner has an account with Bank A, and their client has an account with Bank B, right? What happens is that it's either the client has to now face the bank charges to send the money to Bank A, right? Yeah. Or it is the business owner who has to now choose that, okay, maybe send this money to someone else who has the same bank account. So we're trying to eradicate those type of problems. We're trying to make it more convenient for consumers to go to like shops and stores, just have to scan the QR code and, you know, make the payment with whatever mode of payment that they have. Because now Airtel Money, the mobile network, and the mobile money is what is mostly being used in shops. But that means that if you say have money in Bank B, that means you have to first send the money from Bank B to Airtel Money to be able to now pay for your goods. So there are a lot of testimonials and a lot of issues that we saw in the market, especially for payments, that people have come up to us and say, oh, actually, we feel like this is going to be very, very useful for us because of the issue that we have in payments. So now, with tourism as well, right?
I was going to ask about tourism.
Yes, so we are at the Tourism Expo because even in tourism, payments is a big problem in Malawi, right? So we want to create convenience for all tourists and also local Malawians, right? So that all people in the tourism industry are able to now have websites where people are able to book for rooms, they're able to pay for activities, they're able to plan their trips with ease, right? Just by having a dashboard that will allow for them to pay wherever they are. They could be outside of the country, they could be in the country, but they don't necessarily have to go physically to the place that they want to visit to find out how much the service is for and all of that. So yeah, so in the tourism industry, we're trying to eradicate those type of issues. We're trying to empower them, you know. We're trying to make sure that they also gain as tourism, the tourism industry, but also consumers also gain in the sense that things are now easy for them and they don't feel discouraged to do something just because payments are hard.
So we're looking at in the near future where because of your service, now people didn't have to even carry physical cash to say destinations and attractions.
Exactly.
Because you'd have taken care of them.
Exactly. Right. So a lot of countries you see are moving cashless, right? A lot of people wouldn't want to carry a lot of money to go and pay for something. It is becoming a cashless society. So we're also trying to make the country a cashless society because it is also very convenient.
Okay, yeah. So my question now is, have you started with the integration of all these other entities? You talked about banks and I assume other payment platforms as well.
Mm-hmm.
And now, for the sake of tourism destination and site, have you started the integration process?
Okay, so we have started the integrations with the payment platform, the payment methods, right? So we have started integrations with the service providers for mobile money, which is TNM and Airtel. We've started integrations with banks who are going to allow us to use bank transfers for the clients to send their money. And then we've also integrated with Visa and MasterCard. So that is almost a requirement before we launch and before we get approved by the central bank. It is a requirement that we have all these partnerships set out so that we can now start transacting. So yes, we have started integrating with the partners that will help us in making it seamless.
So at the moment, you're like, what, a fintech startup?
Yes, we are a fintech startup.
And so how soon are we to see you become like a fully fledged entity where everybody talks about Pay Chango and, off their head, they know what you guys are about?
So we have been aggressively marketing our product for a while now. We are creating buzz, and so people know, a large chunk of people know about us, maybe not enough, because we haven't launched yet. But then we are hoping that after we launch, then we can now have rallies and just go around and tell people about us, spread the word, and also just almost train, because it is an ICT product, so not everybody is technical savvy, so we have to have sensitization of the product that we're giving out.
How soon are we to expect the launch though? Because I mean, this is a great product, obviously, and I'm sure that people are eager to see you roll out so that they can patronize your service.
Yes.
So how soon?
So as Pay Chango, we have been ready for some time to get it moving, but it is now up to the central bank. So we have been working with the central bank, having communication with them for a long time. So they, as a central bank, rightly so, they have a lot of rules and regulations that must be met before they say, okay, you can go ahead and now start transacting. So we have just been having that back and forth with them, just trying to make sure that everything is okay, that they are comfortable enough to say that now here's your license and you can now start transacting. So as soon as the central bank gives us the go-ahead, then we will start transacting.
Well, I'd like to think that you are in an advanced stage of this process. Right?
No, definitely. So we are so close.
By close of the year?
Oh no, that's too far.
That's
actually
too far. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm
hoping that by close of half of this year, maybe by close of the quarter, I'm hoping that we would have launched by then.
Right.
But I don't think it should take us until the end of the year, no, because we have already come so far, and we just want to move forward.
It's a wholly Malawian thing, right?
Yes, it is locally established.
I mean, of the record, we're talking about countries like Zambia, Mozambique. You share a lot of commonalities with. I'm thinking even more specifically Zambia. I think this, if you're able to roll out to countries like that, that should be good, right?
No, definitely. The plan is always to grow. But because it is, like I said, locally established, the people that have created this product are Malawian. They saw the issue in Malawi and they said they wanted to fix the issue in Malawi. So we're starting from Malawi, but as we grow and as we scale up, obviously the dream is to go to our neighboring countries first, who probably have similar issues in the same regard, and then expand outwards.
Okay, so you talk about growth, and this is my last question. In terms of the plan, in the next 5 years, what should we say or be saying when we talk about Page Hunger?
I think you should say they're the game changers that came in with seamless and secure transactions. Yes, online transactions.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It was nice speaking to you.